Lord Jesus, I want to pray that you will be in our midst now and that you will help me, Lord. Please, Holy Spirit, teach us and give us an ear to hear and hearts that are susceptible, that we will take you seriously, Lord. Because we ask it in your name. Amen. Now, Genesis 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and to guard and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, you may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but for the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and blessing and calamity you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Now, God, as we know, created the Garden of Eden, perfect, wonderful, like heaven. And God created man, and it was perfect. There was great joy in his heart, because I personally think it was the apex of his creation. Man having emotions, he could converse with him, and it was wonderful. He came in the late afternoon and conversed with Adam and Eve. And I believe there was great joy in his heart. But he put, however, a limitation on that freedom. Only one. The tree in the garden, in the center of the garden, the tree of knowledge, of that you shall not partake. Now, what was the reason for that? I believe God did not make puppets on strings that you could pull and you react to that. He gave us a free will. He said, of that tree, you will not eat. And then we know, of course, the devil came. And he tempted the weaker vessel. And she fell. And her spouse also partook. And with that, they fell into sin as we know it today. Pain, no more perfect. Terrible thing. Now, God gave each and every one of us a free will. We can decide what we want to do with that will. We have total freedom. Except, on the day of our death, we have no more power over that freedom. Then God takes over. Now, it is of great importance that we must yield to that. And keep that in mind. This wonderful freedom that we have. But also the great responsibility towards that. We can die at any moment. We have no control over it. Many people get many chances. God in His grace can put them in a car accident. They might lose a child. Calamity. 4, 5, 6 times. I know of a man. I've known him for about 25 years. He deals in diamonds, illegal. And one day at the Cape show, the Lord worked it in such a way, by divine intervention, I believe with all my heart, that I bumped into him. And he had time. His wife was not there at the time. And he had a few minutes to spare. And we sat down and we talked. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to tell him that he must repent of that. Because I know that he's smuggling. Now, I shared the whole testimony with him. I told him what Christ have done for me and of his grace. And we departed. Now, many years came in between then. And now recently, I phoned him one day because he's got certain type of sheep, and I wanted to phone him in connection with that to buy a ram from him. I heard from someone. It's not a very common type of sheep, Persian. And I wanted a ram, and I heard that he's got them. And I phoned him, and his daughter answered the phone. And she called him, and he came. He was not so long ago tested by the scorpions, the tax division of the government. And he was found guilty, or they suspect him, let me put it that way. And he has been charged for 2 million rands, undeclared money. For some other reason, it was placed in a newspaper in the Eastern Cape. I don't know why. And some black people read it. And they decided to go and pay him a visit. And one morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning, when he opened his eyes, there were 4 black men round his bed. And of course, they demanded money. And he went against them. He resisted it. They shot him 6 bullets, 9 millimeter in his head. And God's grace was still with him. He could speak to me over the telephone perfectly normal. Now that's grace. But it could also be the other way around. We never know. Grace are for those that sin. Grace are for those that sin and fear not, but grace is there for those that fear and sin not. It is of great importance that we've got to heed what God speaks to us. And with this free will, we can decide what we want to do. We can decide, I will be obedient, or no, I will just carry on my own way. He will never leave us unbeknowing. God, the Holy Spirit, will prompt, there's something wrong, and then it is for us to decide whether we're going to repent or whether we're going to stay as we are. He wants to use us. That is why we are here in this course. I know this. We are here for attending a course. We are here to better ourselves, to go to higher ground with Christ. But we've got to heed. We've got to be obedient. Otherwise, we will stay as we are. It can be a small thing in our eyes. And if God prompts us and we hear that and we bow, because if we have a spirit that is not that won't learn or take things, you will stay as you are. We must plead from God a soft and a contrite heart that will be willing to bow, and that we can be like soft clay in his hands, that he can form us with a soft heart. Then God can work. Less of us and more of him. Yes. If we can bow and be servants, then God can work. That sister asked just now, what can she do to start a Bible study in her church? Something wonderful. You can go on your knees and trust the Lord to start to just send you one person. Like that brother said, one person. Start with him and make a disciple. And then you are two. Then the two of you can come together and pray, and God can multiply. And before long, if you cleanse your heart properly and you serve him with all your heart, God will multiply. Before long, you will have a revival, and the flames will start burning wider and wider. But there's a price to it. I always say, a walk with God that cost you nothing is worth nothing. It will cost you. Make no mistake. I didn't come to bring peace on this earth, the Lord Jesus said. I came to bring the sword. In one home there will be division. I experienced that. In my personal experience, God came to speak to me 19 years ago about the television. He said to me, my child, that instrument is bringing too much sin into your home. You've got to do something about it. My son was at that stage matric, and my daughter standard 8, and I love them both. And I had to decide. It was not easy. God pointed straight to that and said, you've got to set it right. So I had now the choice. You see, again, the choice. The free will. No, I will just carry on as it is and keep the television there with the possibility of turning my back on Christ. Or I will do as he's told me, take it out with the possibility of my family tearing. The possibility was there. I was sweating. I'm not telling you lies. I was sweating for 3 days. In a terrible strife with him. It wasn't just come to me and everything will be hunky-dory. That's nonsense. If we mean business with him, it will cost us something. And then after 3 or 4 days, I had a family in Daba. We all came together. And I told them, Jesus spoke to me. It's got to go. This television has got to go. And I took it out. My children respected me till today. Yesterday when I came back from KwaZulu-Natal, it was my son that came to fetch me at the airport. Out of his own free will. They respect me. But my wife turned her back on me. Bitterness came in her heart. And after 4 years, I was summoned for a divorce. I never expected that in my life. I love her, but I love Jesus. And I must do his will. I cannot turn my back on him. He's done too much for me. Now, the devil tempted me many times to turn bitter against her. But again, the free will deciding, no, I must keep my heart clean. Forgive her. And I walk on, day by day. It's not easy. But he didn't promise us an easy road. But we've got to be obedient to him. He told me the magazines. Everything. In today, there are many things that's trying to pull away the Christians. It is a degenerate time that we are living in. We've got to stay close to Jesus, or otherwise we'll go astray. It is important that we've got to stay close to him and close to the word. I'm not making laws, but we've got to be careful of secular magazines and secular, the television, all these things. You've got to have discernment. Listen to what he has for you. If he says it's wrong, it's a no-no, then stop with it. Concentrate on the word, that you can build yourself, that you can be used of God, so people can repent. Because we are in a bad need of repentance today. There's a great falling away today. We've got to be close to Jesus to hear his voice. Can you hear his voice?
Yes.
There are many Christians that are advanced on the road and they don't know his voice. We've got to practice it. We've got to practice to hear his voice. People ask me sometimes, how do I hear Jesus' voice? Now, how do we hear it? I'll give you a practical example. It might come up in your heart. Go to the house of Sister so-and-so. And you go there. Knock. Knock again? No? No one there. Oh. No, she's not there. Now, a few days later, you can be prompted, go to Brother so-and-so. And you go to his house, you knock, and he's there. He opens the door, he lets you in, and he's got a great need. And you speak to him, and you know it is of God. You help him. Then, what did that voice sound like? And you think back. And in that way, you practice yourself. Because God, the Holy Spirit, if you're close to him, he speaks in a soft voice. My sheep know my voice. You don't have to rick and pluck. No, no, no. Soft voice. And we pick it up and we react to that. That is why it is of great importance that we've got to be quiet. That we've got to have that peace of God. Don't listen to the radio boom, boom, boom every day. You won't hear his voice. And it is of great importance that we must pick up that soft inner voice. Be careful of the music. I'm not saying that we must not listen to music. But you must have discernment. We've got to stay close to him. We've got to live a holy life. Then God can use us. And we can build his kingdom. And we can see it expanding. Then you will have also an unction in your heart for souls that are lost. If you have no unction, there's something wrong. There's something wrong, my friend. You've got to go on your knees and ask the Lord, what is wrong? I've got no unction for lost souls. As I said prior, if you haven't been used to lead souls to God, there must be some mistake. There's something wrong. When last did you leave a soul to the Lord? God wants us to multiply. He wants to use you and me. But we've got to be available. And we've got to take heed to what he tells us. We can decide. We've heard now, previous speakers, the problem with man today is this great I am. The importance of us. We are nothing. We haven't even got control over our heart beating. God can stop it just like that and we're gone. That is why it is of great importance that we've got to take heed, that we've got to be obedient to him. When whatever he's got for us, we've got to do, even if it is difficult. May God help us. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, I want to pray for your children. That you will help them, Lord. That we will have an ear to hear, Lord, and that we will have soft hearts. That you can speak to us. That we will be obedient. That we will fear you, Lord. Because there's a day of judgment coming. That great and terrible day of God. Where you will separate between the sheep and the goats. Help us, Lord Jesus, that we will think about that great day. That we will leave and turn our backs on the things of this world. So you can work. That you can work in revival power, Lord. That we will come before you. And that we will open our hearts so you can deal with it. Even if it is difficult. We pray, Lord, Give us the grace to be true men and women of God, that we will see you working and that it will gladden our hearts, Lord, that we will be full of joy, but also full of the righteousness of God. We pray this all in your wonderful name, Lord. We bring you the honor and the glory, because there is none like unto you. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much.